Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day
365.
But not quite a year yet. 2020 was the year that just gave and gave, wasn't it?
Yes.
Including being a leap year. So, it's our birthday tomorrow. Oh, so exciting.
Happy birthday.
No, don't preempt it, Mike.
Okay.
No, not yet. How are we all doing? Oh, Jonathan, in first. With some hieroglyphics.
Tayo.
Yeah, it's code, Mike. It's code. Leave it be. Hello, okay. Jonathan. Hello, Alex. Hello, Renee. Is the new player block back? Yes, for the moment. In fact, it all looks alarmingly well at the moment. It's been stable for a week, so we decided to risk it. So, but you know, that ruined it, didn't it? It ruined it, that, because I didn't get to say refresh, which has become quite a thing. Anyway, let us know how it's all going. Right, who else have we got? We've got Paul. Hello, Paul. Hello, Sarah. How's the weather down under? Because that's really concerning me that you have naughty weather like we do. I think of Australia as being the land of sun and beaches. If I ever went, I might be dissuaded of that view, mightn't I?
Well, you saw Stuart and Ellen's pictures.
I did, and I thought that was from, like, Manchester Town Centre on the way there, but apparently not. Oh, hello, Tony. Hello, Paul. That's the other one in Ohio. We've got that many Pauls. We need them coded, don't we?
Mm.
How are you doing, Paul? Who else have we got? Who else have we got? Deb, CQ, CQ, Deb. Is this the penultimate day? Do you mean we should call it a draw after a year? What do you reckon? Let us know. What are we doing for the year special? Jonathan, what ideas have you got? Let me know. Should we all bake cakes and things? That'd be a bit cool, wouldn't it? Mind you, with the situation, if you've not already got the ingredients in, then you've no chance. Mm. Hello, Tracy. I, me, yes, I'm up to date. There are 364 episodes in the feed, including the one that needed a little bit of a band-aid in the middle, if you recall. Yeah, where it all died. Anyway, wasn't as bad as I thought. And every single one of them is in the feed. So, you should at the end of this be at the point where you've got 366 tomorrow. And it'll be a year. 24 inches of snow. Good grief, Deb. Wow. Don't think we've ever had anything like that here.
No.
The best snow we had was 1981, but it only came up to your knee. There was no way it was 24 inches. Wow. See, much as I'd love that, that's got to grind everywhere to a complete halt, hasn't it? Wow. Can you imagine if that happened here, Jonathan? I mean, it's the wrong type of snow when there's three flakes. The entire country would grind to a halt. Nothing would move ever again. I'm telling you, that is what would happen. Oh, no snow for Anthony. Do we all like snow, don't we? I think snow's fabulous as long as you've not got to go anywhere or do anything. Other than that, it's amazing. Mm. Right, who else have we got? I think we're done. I think we're done at that point saying hello to everybody. Wow, a lot in there today. So, are you going to share what we were doing in the hour before the show?
Yeah.
YouTube.
We were watching a YouTube live.
We were. You know, like we do a YouTube live. We were actually watching a YouTube live. Now share the rest, Mike.
It was my mother.
Got a taste for it on Friday.
Yeah. Now she's on the other side of the camera, as it were.
Yep, she is. This was fantastic. The intro was a bit long-winded, wasn't it? But then finally the star term came on and there she was. And what more than that? You've forgotten the other bit.
Which other bit?
Who else was on it with her? Don't say the rabbi. We know the rabbi was there.
Oh, my auntie.
Yay! So he's also seen his auntie as well. What a night.
Oh, got a text back.
Overcast is lying.
With smiley faces.
Tell them what happened. Talk about judgmental. What was the first thing you said? Look at my aunt's
hair.
Lockdown hair. Pot kettle. Carry on. Yeah.
She's seen my lockdown hair.
Your lockdown hair now looks fabulous, thanks to me. Just saying.
Yeah, but it didn't at the time I sent her the picture. Oh.
And then what did you do?
Started marooned. Well, she's doing Q&A now.
Well, Jonathan's married her to you.
You what?
Oh, dear. He said Mrs. Mike. Then he realised it's Mummy Mike.
Yeah, like Mummy Isaacs.
Yes, like Mummy Isaacs.
Mummy Isaacs.
She's doing a Q&A at the moment. It was about... she's into history, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's written a series of books about local Jewish history. So the history of Judaism in a very narrow geographic area. And then she moves on to another geographic area. So this one was... Is it St. Anne's?
St. Anne's.
So up near Lytham.
Yeah.
She mentioned Lytham.
Yeah.
So it's up on the Fylde coast, just south of Blackpool. Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah. To the beach.
Oh, I love that. I love the sand dunes. It's not a... Well, if you go out far enough, it's a beach like a beach. But it's mainly sand dunes.
Is that where we taught Maya?
Yeah. But we couldn't let him off the lead, could we? Jane let her dog off the lead. But you know, that's the last we'd have seen of him. So, but he loved playing in it. Oh, it's fabulous. He used to play hide and seek in it. Funnily enough, I always won. Came of being an only child. So basically, I was just running through the sand dunes enjoying myself. But you can't do that these days.
Shall I go and play with Lola?
Is she excitable?
She could probably do with going out.
Well, let her go out then. Take her out while your mother does the Q&A. Oh, and Chicken's there as well. Lola.
Lola. Come on.
Come on, chicken. Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Good girl.
Oh, it's been one of those days here. So she was doing a presentation about Lytham and the Jewish history therein. So it's done via Zoom. It was all a bit weird, to be honest. We got the URL and it was supposed to start at 6 o'clock. So exactly the same way we would do a YouTube live. But 6 o'clock came and went and so did 5 past and nothing was happening. And they ended up, for some reason, the Zoom room had a limit on it. And that's why they were doing the YouTube live. So once they'd reached the limit in there, then the only way to watch it was on YouTube. But we were doing the YouTube thing to start with. And then we found out that they'd started broadcasting it on YouTube to a different URL. So they must have had a URL ready to go. And then when they went live, gone to a different URL. That's not good. We've had that happen once, and it was when the software got all confused. And I started broadcasting and thinking there's nobody there, and then realised it had gone to the wrong URL. So that's what had happened. Anyway, Mike finds the right URL, then goes back to the wrong URL and tells the people who were waiting, because there was like half a dozen people waiting, that it had moved somewhere else. So they take it over somewhere else, and they're still doing the Q&A now. But she was very good. She was very good. We'll have to find the link in case you want to watch it. Right. Let's have a look. Paul doesn't think Australia gets 24 inches of snow in a season. No, I don't think we would. That's an amazing amount. The only person I know, and I don't know how close they are to Deb, is Kevin. And when Kevin gets snow, it's like, I think one, he put a ruler out there and I think it was about 18 inches in one go. He is in Virginia. So I don't know how close that is. I think it's near, is it the Shenandoah? Is it that an area, a mountain, a river? Not sure. Shenandoah, he said. He went past Shenandoah on his way to work, but now he works from home. Oh, so do we all. There you go. So I do believe it was Mummy Mike's first go on YouTube, but she was very good. It was funny because she was leaving him to do the next slide, please, but didn't actually want to say next slide, please. And then he went too fast and she had to say last slide, please. Which is like a government briefing. It's fabulous. Fabulous. Oh. They're there, Tracy. They went up about 2.5 hours ago, so they should all be there. That's a good idea, Kim. Birthday week, all week long. Brilliant. I'm in the midst of catching up in Slack, but it's been chaotic here. When is it not chaotic here? No, it's always chaotic here, isn't it? We've got the Amazon man knocking on the inside door when it clearly says 5 times, put it in the porch. Anyway, he managed to do that in the end. I don't think we'll be doing an unboxing of it because we need it before then. So spoiler, seeing as though Lola's not in the room, it's for Lola. Now, you're thinking toy, aren't you? No, no. It's a towel. She's going to be absolutely thrilled. Not. It was after, I think it was Tracy mentioned one of the towels she'd got. So I started doing the Googles, doing the Amazons, actually, for a towel that could maybe get more water off Lola than the one we've got, which is worse than useless. So we found this towel that looks perfect. So that arrived today. We'll give you feedback on how that goes the next time she's soaking wet through. Because she doesn't like being fiddled with when she's wet. She likes to sort herself out. What else did we do? That arrived. I was basically catching up. Yeah, I hate that on a Monday. Catching up before we've even started. Finished book club last night. That was funny. It was funny because it was one of those, oh, we'll meet again, we will, events that went on. I forgot to mention that the week before, book club's supposed to be 2 hours. It went on for 4.5 the week before. This one kind of headed that way as well. So the books are done. I have to wait now for the next book club, which means I can add that to the list of stuff to put into after hours, which I've also been working on, trying to get ahead of myself. But you've no idea what calamities that causes. It's like, I need a reminder for 3 weeks on Friday. Right. What day is that? OK. What date is it? OK. What poster do I need? It's more complicated than you would think. This is how things get sent out wrong. Mike usually checks them, to be honest. Right. Oh, Jonathan's mummy comments on his hair. She wants you to do go out and get a haircut. It'll be fine, Jonathan. Just order one of those, like, oh, guys used to wear that in the 90s, didn't they? It was like an Alice band. And the footballers wore them when they were playing and then tie it back. It'll be fine. I must admit, I don't really get people that comment on lockdown hair because, like you say, what do you want me to do? Because if you found a barber, it would be illegal and you'd get fined. Is it worth £10,000 to cut your hair? Don't think so. My fringe is long gone. My fringe, let's drag it over the front. It's now just past, the longest parts are just past my chin. So that has grown about 7 inches. It'll get sorted in the end, or it won't, whatever. I don't know if she's done Stockport and Gatley, but it might ring a bell. I'll get Mike to find out. Right, maybe we should have phone-ins. That would be a good idea. That's something we could do. Kim's been hiding her hair under her hat when walking the dog. Today I had a ponytail out the back of a baseball cap and the neighbour was amazed. Even after you cut it. No, I think I've trimmed mine a bit, but I've not actually like cut an almighty amount off from it. Mine's long enough to tie back, but then it started that way. It doesn't actually seem to have grown, I don't think, as much at the back as the front. Because if it had, it would be way long. But I'm just leaving it. No rush, is there? No one's seeing it, so what's the difference? I think Mike can manage looking at it, because I managed looking at his for a year. Yeah, I know she's done Bury, and I think she did Bolton. I didn't know she'd done Lytham, only she called it St Anne's. It would make sense to have done Stockport and Gatley, because they used to live in Bramall. So that it would have made sense, but I'm not sure. But I will find out, Jonathan. Because if she has already done it, then we need to get a copy, don't we, for your grandparents. I will find out. Jonathan's is creeping from under his hat. Do you know what is funny with hair? Our nephew, that's Mike's brother's lad, he's 10. He's got really thick, curly black hair. And he has it quite long to start with. And obviously, not being able to have it cut unless he lets his mum or dad do it. So it's just getting longer and longer. But everybody else looks like him now. So what's the problem? And it suits him. You know, he's very mature for a 10-year-old. At his granddad's funeral, Mike's dad, he had this hat on. He always wears a hat, but Mike's dad used to wear a hat. So as the coffin came in, there was this hat on it, because everywhere he went, he had this hat. And everyone was like, oh, look, it's his hat. And then when it went out, the coffin went out and it was buried, this hat was taken off it and it was given to Jai, our nephew. So he had it on actually after the funeral, and it did, it just suited him. It really did. It was like, I don't know what you call them, but the one that you see like cricket umpires wearing. So like strawish with a rim, but I don't know what it's actually called. Anyway, it suited Mike's dad and it suited Jai. He looked great. You were trying to work out IBS. Well, irritable bowel syndrome, but I didn't think she wanted Kim to talk about that. Genius. Oh my. Paul does not have COVID hair. You keep yours short. There isn't a lot of them. Is it easier then though? Because I mean, sometimes you think it's that long, it couldn't look much worse. And then you think, well, actually, if I take too much off, it might. There you go. And that's what I was thinking with Mike's. I'm looking at it thinking there's that much of it, and his hair's really thick. So I'm thinking, well, if there was a chunk missing, would it matter? Would anybody notice? Would it matter? Clearly, it would. It would. I will try and get that link from Mike. It's on his machine. I have no idea what the link is. So I will sort that out, Tracy. It's some history thing. I think it's finished. She did a Q&A at the end. It's called Small Histories. And it's some kind of project that was started not long before lockdown. And many others of them, I think they've got some kind of lottery grant. But many of the other ones similar to it decided that, you know, oh, well, lockdown, we can't do anything. But they've done all of theirs online. So it's carried on. And they were at a place where they could do that. Hello, madam. You want to eat that treat now? Where's that treat gone? Where's that treat? Good girl. She's just looking at the dentist stick tonight. But she has had some sausages. So, yeah, I don't know in terms. It must have been going on for at least a year. And she's down as the chief researcher. So what was funny was it was on YouTube, but it was a Zoom meeting going to YouTube. So you could see the wall of people in Zoom. And that's where we saw Mike's aunt and the rabbi, who Mike also said, oh, look at the rabbi's lockdown hair. So it's a good session. It was a good session. Kevin is very far from Deb. Oh, well, the snow must be spreading. I don't think actually Kevin's got one there. Oh, Renee, that's genius. Married to a certified hairdresser, no COVID hair. Genius. If only we'd have had the foresight to do the same. Did you go and sort your hair out in that? Oh, mind you, in Manchester, I think it was about 36 hours when we weren't in lockdown. Do you remember, Jonathan? July the 4th, it was Independence Day, and we weren't in lockdown for 5 minutes. And then, bang, whoa, Manchester, you're back in lockdown. Did you not manage to get in that 5 minutes? I can imagine it was pretty busy. I can't understand why hairdressers are allowed to open in the UK, but not nail bars. We're back to that again.
I'll put very well done.
Oh, good, good. Tell her we enjoyed it. Other side of the country, the Rocky Mountains. Does the snow go right across in a band, or is it quite, mind you, the weather these days? Because, oh, she's eating that treat. She I can is. Hear her. Texas was frozen solid not 2-3 weeks ago. So it's weird, isn't it? Weird, weird, weird. Right. Kiva loves being towelled off. She goes zoomy. No, Lola's not keen at all.
You know the thumbnails that you get at the end of the video?
Yeah.
Mastering blend modes in Affinity Photo and mastering the export persona in Affinity Designer.
I hope they're mine.
They are.
Nobody else's. I can see an Excel one, although they've grossly missed with that one. Because you might actually need help with blend modes and export persona, but I don't think you need an Excel beginner's course.
It's VBA beginners.
Oh, well, maybe then. Maybe. When is our 1 year anniversary at Brooklands by request? The one we did, the first time we did it, it was instead of our end of year weekend. If you remember, we had a huge weekend planned. We'd got, was the concert on the Friday or Saturday? There was something on the Friday. And then we had a breakfast on the Saturday morning. And then we had a concert the Saturday night. And then we had a lunch on the Sunday. It was going to be fantastic. And obviously it all needed binning. So the first time we did it was instead of that weekend. So it was the 28th of March?
I think it was, yeah.
So it'll be the last Saturday in March this year, which should be
27th.
Depending on the leap year. Back to that again. I do wish they wouldn't fiddle with dates. It does annoy me. Let's have a look. 1 week further on.
27th.
In that case, it must have been the 29th. Like that. I've no idea. I'm losing track. But it's going to be the 27th, which is when we change our clocks back that night. So it will be the old time for you at that point, and then it will be the right time for you on the Sunday. But yeah, it's going to be the 27th. So I predict a party that weekend. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. I mean, you see the seasons changing as you go and everything. And then when you think, wow, that's a year. And in some ways it feels like a year. And in other ways it doesn't. It's like that just passed in a heartbeat. It is totally bizarre. I literally just sent a text today and said, I cannot believe that it's a year. And like I say, in some ways I can't. So end of March, that one. No, Lola doesn't like, she certainly doesn't like the hairdryer. Oh, whoa, the bad news that was. She doesn't create like Maya did. It would take three of you. Honestly, he was a nightmare with anything like that. Lola's not that bad, but she lets you know she's not keen on it. And she stood there proudly with, I'd much rather be filthy. Now go away and leave me alone. But we'll see how she goes with this new towel. And we also got some weirdy gloves. If you can imagine, like fabric gloves going from your fingertips right up to your elbows. And they're in like a microfiber. What are you doing now? It's like a microfiber type of thing. So basically the same as the towel, only you put your hands in them. And then as you move your hands all over, then you're drying her as you go. We got those just in case the towel didn't end well. So we will report back. We could do a video unboxing, couldn't we? And then we could try them on her and video that. And then you can see how well she likes them. I'm thinking not at all, because I know the little minx. But we'll see. You never know. She might really like it. Right. Barbers are allowed there. Oh, no. I think they're all still closed here at the moment. I think they might have opened up. Have they opened up? Was it yesterday?
I don't know.
They're open in some places. I think they're allowed in Wales, but I don't think they're allowed here yet. But when they open up, other beauty type of things won't be allowed. So you can get your hair done, but not your nails. Which, in a way, I can understand, because with the hairdresser, they're stood behind you and the nail bars in front. But then you could put like a plastic shield in. Banks could open, you know, and do those, couldn't they? Because you could put your hands through the little thing at the bottom and that would solve a problem. It's just the way it is here. People are obviously screaming about it, because it means that the hairdressers can then open up and make money and the nail bars can't. And trust me, there is a nail bar on every corner here. It's insane. I mean, that was something that we never had in the UK. And then in the last 2-3 years, it's just exploded and they are everywhere. I mean, literally on a tiny little row of shops in the middle of like a retail park, and you'll have a nail bar. I'm not keen on all of that, to be honest. But that's another thing that everyone says, isn't it? Although I know a lady who came back from France. So they've been in France a few years because of her husband's job, and she came back and she liked doing nails. So she decided she would open, yes, another nail bar, because like we don't have enough already. And she opened it, and I don't do much with mine. I am not sitting here painting nails, and I can't have them that long or they interfere with typing and using your phone. I actually don't like the idea of those acrylic stick-on things, because I've seen what they look like when you take them off. And the nails underneath are ruined with the glue. I was horrified when I saw what somebody's nails actually look like. So I look after mine, but they're natural. There's no nail polish on them, nothing. Anyway, this lady who's got the nail bar, who, you know, obviously, and 400 colours of nail varnish, apparently, said, oh, your nails are lovely. And I'm like, what? don't do hardly anything with them. They're cleaned, they're trimmed, they're filed, and that's about it. And she said, no, your nails are lovely. But she did say, didn't she? She would do them for the wedding for me.
Mm.
She was very kind. People have also offered to bake cakes and buy hats. We don't know when the wedding is, but they're organising it. My Ned did, though, didn't he? He actually gave a date out. In 2016, when Mike joined the Catinians, the first event, like official event we went to, was Kath and Joe's President's Sunday. And I didn't even know Kath was with Joe at that point. I'd clocked the two of them, and then, you know, that was the event that I thought, oh, they're married to each other. Oh, right, okay. And the girls were there, and the grandchildren. But again, they were literally babes in arms at the time, the younger one. So at that event, Ned was coming over, and he came over and said, like, oh, you know, you're not married yet. Yeah, I'll sort that out. And he started going around, and he actually organised the wedding during their President's Sunday. I think it was something like, was it September the 19th? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, you can all turn up with your cake and your nails. Whatever. That's not what we had in mind. So he, like, tries gaslighting us with that, and we gaslight him with the fact that we'll elope. And I think we've got him more worried than he's got us at the moment.
I was going to say, was he at our Prez's Sunday? Of course he was. We sat with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? He left his cassock behind in a Tesco bag. Honestly, what had happened was he had been booked for our President's Sunday for months. And he gets on the phone to me and he says, oh, I'm double booked. And what had happened was it was Feast of St. Peter and Paul, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which is when President's Sunday is, same feast every year. And there was some council event in the afternoon. And they needed, well, they'd already got a vicar from somewhere, but they wanted a Catholic priest. So obviously he's basically the only one in Sale. So they picked him, and he's like, what time will we be eating? Because I need to leave as soon as we've eaten. So obviously he had his kit with him, like a footballer would have his kit with him. And he was sat at our table with the other priest. So they had to go as soon as dessert was served. And they headed off. And the next minute, one of the guests came over and said, well, was Ned sat here? So I said, yeah, why? He said, he's forgotten his stuff. I said, what stuff? Anyway, he goes under the table and comes out with a Tesco bag. And inside it was his cassock and all his stuff. His little scarfy thing. And you name it, it was in his bag. So he said, I'm going to have to run downstairs with it because of the parking. He'd got the car out the car park and realised he didn't have his cassock to put on. So I thought, well, at least he didn't sit there eating the meal in it. There's never a dull moment, I swear. Never a dull moment.
Chocolate maker Thornton's have said none of its stores will reopen after the lockdown restrictions are lifted.
Wow. Mm. They're going online only?
Don't know. It says it'll put more than 600 jobs at risk.
Good grief.
I presume they'll be going online only.
That doesn't make sense, though, for places like the Trafford Centre, because there's a huge footfall and the place is always mad busy.
Mm.
And, you know, there is that element of, like, you see it. Remember that chocolate fountain they had? And they actually, like, were selling chocolate strawberries, but they made them while you waited. And the queue's always out the door. That makes no sense at all. Hello, Simon. 15th in. I think you were, but never mind. You're here now. That's all that matters. Oh, Paul's avatar in Slack is a picture of him, and it's still accurate. Right, I shall head off and have a look at that. Are we doing the hair comparisons? I look like Cousin It from the Addams Family. If I brush my fringe down, that's me. And now I wear glasses. Absolutely Cousin It from the Addams Family, replete with glasses.
And the WHO says continue using AstraZeneca vaccine.
Oh, don't.
I can say that because it's on the BBC.
Don't pass an opinion. There you go. Don't pass an opinion.
But what it's got to do with that musical group from the 1970s, I've no idea.
You keep thinking like that. Oh, I've got a link there from Kim. Let me get that link and go and have a look at it. An interesting link came into your inbox this morning. Right. And Renee's got a good dog groomers YouTube channel, to which you are now addicted. Do you know, I never thought of looking that up. I have seen Sammy's being groomed on YouTube. And the amount of fur that comes off is just, oh, scary.
The WHO did talking about my generation, didn't they?
They did.
Talking about my vaccination.
I just made that up.
Oh, so she does very matted dogs. We had one on the local news, and I don't think it could have been her. Because they just shaved this dog. You should have seen the state of it. Tiny dog, lots of undercoat. Oh, I'm going to have a look at that. Cutest, fluffiest dog ever. Oh, Lola, what are they saying? You're the cutest, fluffiest dog ever. Do you know what I've taken to doing? Did this last night. Lola's sitting there and she's looking like, I want something, but she didn't know what she wanted. I thought, I know what you want. So I went to YouTube and I put in squirrels for dogs. And there are 11-hour videos there, just squirrels running around. So I propped, I got it on a 12.9-inch iPad and I propped it up on one of my cupboards with my green clips on, right in front of her, and she sat there and watched it until she fell asleep. Now I'm being bombarded with, you watch this, you might want to watch this. I've got all kinds of rodents being offered to me now. I'll see which one she likes. I'm going to try her next, I think, with a chinchilla. They're kind of cute, so there you go. April the 12th for hairdressers. That's after Easter then, isn't it? That's our anniversary. Oh, look at that. He remembered with no prompting. How many years, Mike?
What year are we in now? 29.
2021 we're in, Mike. Excellent. That means 30 years next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get that for murder, do you?
No.
No. Yeah, but 29 years in, there's no point murdering me now because you'd be old and grey when he came out. Ooh, I'm getting the daggers now. I'm getting the daggers. In nail bars, they wear masks anyway. I did not know that, Sarah. I've never ventured into a nail bar.
There's one in Sale.
That's never going to happen.
There's a nail bar in Sale and they wear masks. I just thought it was a Chinese thing because they've worn masks for years, but evidently not.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Our prayers and thoughts will be indeed with you tomorrow. All positive vibes to Tony tomorrow. The Dutch have paused the AZ vaccine. So has Ireland. And was it Norway or Sweden? Norway. So Iceland, Norway, Denmark, Ireland, Netherlands, France, Italy, and somewhere else. I said to Mike, it's a bit weird this, how this has come out, which is, there's so many millions had the vaccine in the UK. How many of them have had a heart attack within a week of having the vaccine? Nothing to do with any vaccine from any manufacturer. Just generally speaking, how many have had a heart attack within a week? And I said to Mike, it can't be zero because people have heart attacks all the time. But if we even say there's like three, that has not been linked to the vaccine. So why has this blood clot been linked? No one's explained that to me. Whether it happened or whether it didn't happen or whatever the truth of it is, how has the fact that somebody got a pulmonary embolism and died been linked to the vaccine? I mean, all they're saying is it's that the figures are the same whether you've had the vaccine or not, which I believe. I believe that. But in that case, who's linked the two? Because other people might have, like, broken a fingernail or gone deaf in one ear or needed a filling, and they've not been linked in that way. So why has this? If you've read up on it and you can find it, let me know. Because I just failed to see. No one's actually said, someone's clearly linked it, but no one's actually said, we did this and that, and that's how we know. No one's actually said that, so I don't get it. But can you imagine you've got your little card and you're going, going for your jab today and you say, which one is it? And they say AstraZeneca. You're going to be like, have you got any Moderna in? We don't get to choose. We don't get to choose. Oh, Tracy's there with Ned, isn't she? Oh, straight off there. Maybe we could celebrate our 30 years by getting officially married. Yeah, we could, couldn't we? Should we put that with Ned now? It's probably Easter Sunday. Is it Easter Sunday next year? I don't. Easter moves around that much. I'm never aware. But if it was Easter, then in fact, if it's Lent, that's even.
No, it's the 17th of April.
Oh, I was literally just about to say. So the 12th of April next year would be in the middle of Lent. Nobody gets married in the middle of Lent because you're not allowed to put flowers in the church. So it looks incredibly bare. Mind you, there's always Gretna. Young Jonathan's been to Gretna.
Do we want flowers in the church? We didn't have flowers at ladies' night.
No, we didn't actually, did we? No. I don't think you could put balloons in the church, though, during Lent. It's probably unseemly. Oh, we'd get into trouble for that, wouldn't we? Oh, well, we'd just have to do it somewhere
anyway,
else, wouldn't we?
The churches will still be on lockdown.
Right, hang on. Simon's got some elucidation here. Right. Good night, Paul. Right. Pass the Dutchie. Remember, pass the Dutchie. Oh, that was funny. Right. It'll simply be more than the background level, probably, whereas the heart attack level wasn't. But, you know, if you've got that kind of, to me, if this is evidence-based rather than just a punt, then come out and say precisely what the evidence is, because all it's turned into is the usual slanging match. They're talking about on the thing just popped up, a quote from a statistician at the University of Cambridge. It's a common human tendency to attribute a causal effect between different events, even when there isn't one present. We wash our car and the next day a bird relieves itself all over the bonnet. Which, that's actually true. That is compulsory. That always happens. You know, you've got statisticians and the doctors saying, oh, no causation. But it's incredibly difficult to prove a negative. If you could prove that it was safe, so you could prove that this would not harm you in any way whatsoever, then in a criminal case, you could have the defendant put the burden on them to prove they're innocent. There's a reason we don't do that. And that's because it's nigh on impossible to prove you didn't do something. Even, I was somewhere else. I don't mean you didn't do it. Maybe you paid somebody else to do it. You know, a defendant is innocent until proved guilty, and it's for the prosecution to prove the guilt. It's very difficult to prove that something isn't going to harm you. It's easy to prove it does. If there is a causation between it, then it's simple. Do A and then B happens. Nigh on impossible the other way. So now we're just being bombarded with people who want their 2 seconds of fame on the news with, well, I'm a statistician from Cambridge, and I say, I've got no time for all of that. But that's me, isn't it? Can anyone help Pete with his Notion question in Slack? I am halfway through catching up in Slack. I will be in Slack after the show. So I will go and have a look. Right. Tracy got married a week after Easter because it was the 18th of April and was Nan's birthday and it was Easter Saturday. That's actually, what's it called? The Vigil Mass that night. Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? You could get married at the Vigil Mass and then everyone's going to sit there for 3 hours. That'd be good. That would sort out who's really interested from those who aren't. Yeah, it's a 3-hour Mass. It's the bad one, that. You wanted Nan to have her special day without anything overshadowing it. Oh, cool. Cool. So that would be the 25th, am I right? 25th? You can't prove it's safe, but you can very easily prove it's a lot safer than not having it. It's easy to prove it will save more than it harms. Totally agree, Simon. That is easy to do. Problem is, I don't like the way they word it, where it's like, oh, well, you know, it's only one person. Yeah, that person's dead. They're burying him next week. So, have a little bit of respect while you're saying it's better than not. Not you, but these people on the TV who are like AstraZeneca, probably, and all of the scientists. It's like that protect the NHS. I get why they're saying it. So the NHS has got capacity. But to me, it's protecting people rather than an institution. So with this, just when they say it, I'd just rather they weren't quite so flippant with it. That, you know, well, there's only like a 1 in 10 chance or a 1 in 50 chance. Yeah, but if you're that one, or if you are a family member of the person who is affected badly, and I've always thought pulmonary embolism is a really bad way to go. You're virtually drowning, aren't you? And it went on for 10 days. Not good. But neither's having COVID. But you've then got countries, and we're not us, though, not the UK, but we haven't banned it yet. But you've got, like, for example, Ireland, who are in the EU and they've banned it. Don't they all have to do it, or nobody? Or what's the point of being in the EU? Everybody, the first sign of trouble, and people have it fragmented. No one's doing the same thing. No one's giving the same explanation. It's just really weird. Really, really weird to me. It's probably, is it more likely that COVID would get you and you would die from that than what this is allegedly supposed to cause? I don't know. But maybe if you just stay at home and don't do either, then you'll be all right. If this were any other vaccine, there would be no news of it. True, because they'd all be talking about COVID thing, wouldn't they? But Kim's going in for the vaccine, and whatever happens, happens, it's your choice. If it's people's choice, fine, but now the people in those countries like Ireland don't have that choice anymore. So if the AstraZeneca one would have been better for somebody than the Pfizer or the Moderna, they're not going to have that choice. That also means it's going to slow down the vaccination process overall. So I just think they should have seen this coming. This could have just been something that was whispered on Twitter from an anti-vaxxer. We've no idea. I mean, we're only talking, was it one case? And then I think globally, so not just from one country, I think this was from all the countries, four, and only one died. I'm still thinking, how is this being sorted out? Who's in charge of organising this? Who's saying what? Because you seem to have a lot of people saying a lot of things, not necessarily the same things. And countries just say, we're not doing it. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I think I come to it from, like you're saying, if it was any other vaccine, there would be no news of it. You're right, Kim. The problem was, though, when there were either medications or vaccines, and I've worked on cases personally with both. So a medication one would have been Operin, and a vaccination would have been the pertussis vaccine. And no one was talking about that either. And it didn't affect that many people. But there were a certain category of people. Well, the Operin did. That was taken off the market. But the pertussis vaccine didn't. It was given in two cases where it was clearly, clearly contraindicated. And these two children ended up paraplegic with brain damage. That's pretty serious. And no one was talking about that either. I think, like you're saying, it's your choice. Yeah. And for me to be able to make my choice as to which one, I wish we could choose which one you get, but you can't. I'd need all the information because it's me that's taking the risk. But they're just talking in generalizations and not thinking of individual cases because they have to. If you get too involved, then nothing would ever happen. But I don't think it's healthy to come out and say, oh, it's safe. You don't know that yet because you've not looked at the evidence. So don't say that. Just say something like, in all our testing, blah, blah, blah. But they're just kind of overriding people's concerns. And the thing is, I know people that will then say, I'm not having it then, full stop. And they will then become anti-vaxxers and then we're off again. And this will never go away. So I just think if they could be a little bit more organised with it. Let's all sing from the same hymn sheet, but no one's singing from any hymn sheets at the moment. Let's have a look. People complain. People have complications on the flu vaccine and we hear nothing. Yep. We had a lady used to sit in front of us at Old Trafford and she had the flu vaccine 1 year and she had it because she was clinically vulnerable. I don't know if she'd had it before. I think that was the first year she was of an age to have it. She was never the same lady again. It took her really bad. She nearly died. My dad, who was always, I always thought, like, really strong. You know, I mean, there was nothing he wouldn't try doing. He was a strong guy. He had it for, I think it was because they were working with schools. Because at the time, he would go out with deliveries and they were making deliveries to schools. So it was like, you've got to have your flu vaccine. So he was blasé about it. You know, no thought whatsoever that there would be a problem. Had the flu jab, didn't get out of bed for 6 weeks, couldn't move. Mum looking after him, like, he was not good to look after because he didn't like being helpless, but it totally laid him out. And I think with the flu vaccine, the other issue is that it is. It affects different people different ways and they're guessing as to whether it's going to be, that's the strain this year. Maybe we can all put more research into that now Because if this morphs with the flu, can you imagine the mess?
I fixed my problem.
Which one was that? Oh, your photo.
Yeah.
Why don't you share your problem?
I took about 6 pictures of Lola and I selected them all and I wanted to airdrop them onto Elaine. And the share sheet thing was greyed out. So I deselected them all and then selected them one by one. And one particular photo, it just the edit at the top was greyed out and the share sheet was greyed out. So I've just Googled it and I've ended up on Apple's official community forum thing. And somebody said they've got the same issue. Somebody else said I searched for 45 minutes trying to find an answer, but I was able to fix it by going into your text messages, go to iMessage yourself, click the picture, and from there select the picture that the buttons were greyed out on, send it to yourself and save it as a new file.
Apple, what are you thinking? I said to Mike, well, because your only option would be to delete the picture. I said, well, you could take a screenshot of it before you delete it. It's utterly ridiculous. Oh, yeah, I think it was a politician, Simon, or somebody representing one of the companies who wasn't a scientist. No scientist is going to say that something is 100% reliable, are they? They're not. But the thing is, this is the problem with politicians. As Simon well knows, because he has a whole beef with politicians. Politicians just barge in and say garbage and they're not held to account. Very, very, very annoying, though. And this is just... I mean, Germany had said, we're banning it. No, we're not. Yes, we are. No, we're not. And now they are. It's just like the plane Follow My Leader. It's a little bit like Chinese whispers, as far as I'm concerned. I'd much rather have the facts. It could be... Some people have got clots afterwards because they have something inherent with them that means that it's contraindicated in them. But that was my concern. For somebody to be able to say you should have vaccine A, B or C or you should have no vaccine at all, they need access to your medical history and they need to be familiar with it. Right. They're trying to vaccinate at such an alarming rate. Is anybody actually reading anybody's medical history? I doubt it. And now they're saying they want the vaccination programme to go twice as fast and you don't get out your car. It's a drive-through. Bless. They're going to have even less time to check anything. You're going to get down to the point where they don't even check if you've got a pulse. There's just an arm in front of them. Boom, you don't move. That's what concerns me. That if there is, if it has any veracity, this claim, it's going to be based on something. Otherwise, everyone would have a blood clot. Whatever is causing it, that's the contraindication for it. Nobody knows what that is yet. And the speed they're going with these, it doesn't look like they will. But the more people who die with it, the more evidence they've got, which doesn't help you if you're one of the ones who die. Oh, now Kim says, here they tell you to consult with your physician before getting vaccinated. No, we're not being told that because I think you call it a primary physician, don't you? We call it a general practitioner. And that is your primary doctor. But they're part of the rollout. So they are actually rolling out to certain people in the community. So if you can't get to a vaccination centre, but your doctor could visit, then the doctor's giving it or the practice nurse or something. They would have access to your medical records, but you rock up at one of these mass vaccination centres and they don't. Now, from what you guys have told us, there is a questionnaire, right? But a questionnaire is very different from a full medical history, isn't it? These two cases that I worked on with the pertussis vaccine, there was one family who were incredibly poor, lived in one of the poorest areas of the country. There's another one who was incredibly rich. They had this huge house with a massive pool and all sorts. And it went wrong for both of them. And the thing was, the contraindication was there and it was as clear as day. I can't for the life of me remember what the contraindication was. I think in one it was asthma. And, you know, they knew that the child had asthma. But and it was in the medical records. I don't think anybody read the instructions in the box for the vaccine that said do not give to somebody with asthma. Or if they did, they thought, well, you might have a bit of a cough. No, no, it was more than that. I mean, to go from a perfectly normal, healthy child to quadriplegic with brain damage, it doesn't really get much more serious than that, does it? And it was on the packet. The doctor just either didn't join the dots or whatever. Both those children were vaccinated, two different doctors, two totally different circumstances, but the result was the same. And, you know, we didn't talk about that over here. It was just accepted as like, oh, there's a 1% chance. And that was it. But it could have been a 0% chance if you'd actually read the instructions. And my concern with the speed of this rollout is it just being treated as natural wastage? It's far more important that we get 25,000 million people vaccinated in 3 months than we worry about five who die. And if you're playing the number game, I guess it is. It's more important that everybody else gets vaccinated. But if you're one of the five or the family of one of the five is my point. And then I don't think it helps. It's like the royal family. What did you all think of what happened there? I think it's P-E. It's not pertussis. I think it's pertussis. But it's German measles. So if you look up the German measles vaccination fiasco, you'll find it there. It'll be in the law reports because it did get there. Yeah, what do you think about the royal family and yesterday's fiasco? They're another one. Unbelievable. The Queen has such a dignity with her. And, you know, she's very seldom ever says anything in public. But when she does, you know, she's 95 and she's got such a wicked sense of humour. She did that thing in 2012 with Daniel Craig where he was in Buckingham Palace. I mean, that was fantastic. That was brilliant. Last Wednesday, she did a thing with a group of students who I think were like science students and they were discussing the moon landings. And she had actually met Yuri Gagarin. So the teacher said to her, what was it like? You know, what was he like as a person? And the Queen, quick as a flash and dry as anything, said, Russian. Everyone just cracked up laughing. What she meant was, and she then like expanded on it, that he didn't speak English, he was Russian. So, but he was very Russian. You know, she's a lovely, lovely lady. However, some of the others, really. So what's happening over here is the Harry and Meghan thing. The younger people are siding with Harry and Meghan. The older people are siding with all the other royals. So, and or the papers are stirring it all up to create like an age war, whatever. But one of the accusations that was thrown at Harry and Meghan was the fact that they signed up to the Netflix thing. And one of the programmes they were doing was a biography of Diana. But I thought, well, who better to do it and it be respectful than one of her boys? But that was frowned upon. And all of the commentators, the royal family, like, you can't do that. She's using it. Yesterday, I saw this thing on the news and I thought, I've not seen that. You know, you know when you rub your eyes and think, no, it's going to have gone by the time I get into it. And no, it hadn't. It said, Granny Diana. I thought, well, it doesn't like compute because she was dead long before he was even married, much less had children. And we're talking about William now. There were three cards, handwritten cards, from his three children for Granny Diana. And the one from Charlotte said, Papa misses you. And I'm thinking, you can't do this. You can't use children of that age. It's so cynical. It's like trying to get good publicity for the royal family. I thought, that's awful. You're accusing Harry and Meghan of like using Diana's memory and you're using Diana's memory in that way. And I thought, well, you know what? Maybe it's just me. I thought I'm going to have to do the Twitter thing. So I went to Twitter and I just put in, I thought, don't say like, you know, Granny Diana, disgusting. Just put in Granny Diana and see what people are thinking, because maybe there's only me thinking that that's a bit cynical. Particularly, you know, this week. I am not the only one who thought that. I couldn't find anybody who didn't say it was totally disgusting. If those children had written those cards, personally, privately, without being prompted in any kind of way. They should have been private because they're those children's thoughts and they're not old enough to make the decision to make that public. If they weren't written by the children themselves in terms of it was their idea to do that, or it's something that they do every year, then why have we never heard of it before? Why this year? I thought, even if you thought this is beautiful and it needs sharing, not this year, not a week after you've just criticised the other lot. It's like everybody's hijacking Diana's memory. I thought it was awful. Well, I've not seen those, Kim. There are lots of memes about them. Harry and Meghan being so wealthy and complaining to a woman who is super wealthy. It does show, though, doesn't it? I mean, you can't say that there wasn't negative comparisons drawn between Meghan and Kate and Meghan and anybody else. Meghan's got her hands in her pockets. How disgusting. And next to that, there's a picture of the Queen with her hands in her pocket saying, how trendy is the Queen? You know, that is double standards. You cannot say there weren't double standards. But it shows you that, you know, I know Oprah's had her bad publicity over things, hasn't she? I think I first heard of Oprah probably over 20 years ago. You had that her show way before we did. And she seemed like a happy lady and whatever, but she was always being criticised for one thing or another. That just shows you, it doesn't matter how wealthy you are, it doesn't insulate you from bigotry or criticism or anything else either. And the only reason that, I mean, I don't know about her wealth, but with Harry, the only reason he had money was it came from his mother, and technically speaking, she shouldn't be dead. So it would have been money that he wouldn't have had. I wonder what would have happened if Diana hadn't died and we'd have got to this situation. Diana wouldn't have been quiet about it. I can assure you, I think life would have been very different, which is just so sad. So, so sad. But I just thought, you know, when you think to yourself, is it just me? It's like that site, is it down for everybody or just me? And then you go and there's a huge relief when it says, no, that site's down for everybody, that. And I thought, I'll just do the Twitter thing. And then it was like, that's appalling. That's diabolical. Fancy using the children like that. And I thought, thank God it's not just me. I'm not weird. Or if I am, there are other people as weird as me. Made me feel better anyway. There you go. You think she'd have clipped Harry around the ears? I'm not so sure. I don't know. I don't think it would have come to this. I think she would have welcomed Meghan with open arms. And if it would have been like, well, if she did, then I think the press wouldn't have gone in the way they did. I genuinely think that. I think she'd have clipped the whole lot of them round the ears. All of them need a kick right up it. It's been wall to wall. And you're thinking, when I look back at history and you think like this was going on and that was going on, there was the Blitz and this was happening. In my mind, I've kind of assumed that while things like that are happening, that the entire rest of society comes to a halt. And they're all focusing on the fact it's the Blitz and they might be bombed tonight. And yet I sit here today in the middle of a global pandemic and all people are worried about is going to get my nails done yet. And I think, I wonder what it really was like back in the war, in the Blitz. You know, were people thinking like, oh, well, I need to go to the pub and is the dog racing on at the weekend? I honestly don't know. And I wish that I did, because I feel a bit that it could just be me. My job, I feel that quite a lot. It could just be me. Anyway, tomorrow is the big, big day, isn't it? Should have been today, but never mind. It's tomorrow. One whole year. I need to find the shows where words were uttered. And I remember Paul in Ohio.
Where bad words were said.
No, not bad words, good words. I remember Paul in Ohio. Something was said and he came out with this quote. I remember thinking, there's a quote to save her just in case it happens. And it was, I could do with 6 months of marooned. Absolutely, bring it on. Well, we've doubled that, haven't we? I think another one was Jonathan, who said like, well, it won't be 3 months. I need to find all these quotes tonight. Tracy's probably a fantastic source for that. I think you're going to make it, Tracy, as long as Overcast starts playing ball. Overcast is doing weird things. I use one called Downcast, isn't it? Mm. Only we call it Midoncaster. Yeah, there's a story behind that. But I like that one. I think that's a good one. But I do use a couple of others because, you know, you can have them synchronise with what podcasts are in them. I have one that synchronises with on all my devices. And if I just want to listen to one particular episode, but I don't want it to start downloading every episode and doing the sync thing, then I'll just use a different client. I got one called Castro. There was Downcast. Overcast was one. The podcast app, and I think there was another one. So I've got them like all lined up for different jobs. But Overcast just doesn't seem to update when all the others do. And I don't know why. Because there's a button to force update it. It doesn't seem to actually force update it. Oh, yes, Paul, when we all had guesses as to how long. But I think I actually think Kim's way ahead here because she always said 3 years minimum. And the way it's going. On the one hand, I think, like, well, the vaccine's rollout's going at an alarming rate. I think I'm not sure what the percentage of the population covered is here. But if it's 25 million first doses, that is over 33%. So somewhere between 35 to 40% of the population done. In Ireland, when I read this piece about the AZ vaccine, it was saying they've got 8% of the population done. And I'm like, how many? Because Ireland doesn't have the population that the UK does either. So I don't know why the rollout's so slow there. But if we open up and the things people want to do, have their hair done, have their nails done and go on holiday, we can have the best rollout on the planet. But if people go abroad on holiday, and I know if they're vaccinated, they should be fine. But there's no saying that they're not a carrier, that it's not affecting them, and they bring it back. And then somebody who isn't vaccinated, and it all kicks off again, or it's a different variant. So you've had the vaccine, but now you're exposing yourself to a different variant that people don't even know exists at the moment, because at some point, the South African variant didn't exist, and then it did. You can't legislate against that variant when you don't even know it exists. Then you're going to be bringing that back over here. So 3 years, yeah, maybe more. Who knows? Who knows? Oh, Overcast has finally caught up with the feed. Excellent. Excellent. I am going to get this one out because you need this one as well, aren't you? Or are you going to say, no, I heard that live. That's fine. Just mark it as listened to. I will get this one out as soon as we have finished. So, excitement tomorrow. We will come up with a plan for what we can do and reminisce about all the fun things. So you have a think about what's your biggest abiding memory? I've got a sneaking suspicion Lady Pipes might just appear a few times there. That's one of my happiest memories. Oh, that one. That was a story that gave and gave for weeks and weeks on end, didn't it? Fantastic. So Renee says we are still very okay, even though we're in for over a year, thanks to Marooned. Oh, that's very kind of you. Lady Pipes was the best. Very, very kind, Renee. Thank you very much. Our absolute pleasure. We look back and it was like, I've actually like got the notes for not the show notes for Marooned. It would be notes that we used for MacBites. And it's like, well, we got a 5-part series. And I look at that now and think, yeah, it was, wasn't it? That was the plan. Five-part series. I remember that. The poster still actually says on it, join us every night this week. Because it was 5 days. We just had too much fun, didn't we? Oh, fantastic fun. Oh, no. Tracy, he's taking your legs from under you. That's not on. Mr. T wants you to go on a business trip. Would he like to listen to Marooned on the way? There's an idea. Poor Mr. T. Maybe not. Well, we'll see how you do. But, you know, don't kill yourself doing it because, like, the odds are we'll go into year two. And just keep up to date. It'll be fine. But you are definitely going to get a certificate at some point. I don't know. I mean, young Jonathan, can you imagine if he had to catch up on the halves of the shows that he's missed? That would take him another 6 months. We'll see how it goes. He'd call you antisocial. We'll force him to listen. Then he'd beg you to not have to listen. And then it would be fine if you're listening on your own. Or, pro tip, one AirPod hidden in the ear that he can't see. There you go. Oh, look at that. She's asleep now, sleeping like a baby. Last night was so funny. She was awake and fractious, wasn't she? And then all of a sudden she just went and she spent about 3 hours snoring that loud. We had to turn the sound up on what we were doing. Bless her. So she's nodded off. Right. So I'm going to say from us at the moment, we're going to head off and plot and plan for tomorrow, which is 1 year in. Fabulous. I didn't know at the beginning of it, though, we were going to lose Thorntons. That's not good, is it?
No.
That's bad news. Oh, dear. But we'll be back with you tomorrow. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.